Congratulations on making the best career decision of your life. We're not just a team of citrus-marinated chicken lovers at Pollo Tropical. Oh, no. Around here, we're a family. So this quick video is going to go over the safety rules and procedural stuff, and then we'll fill out a few forms, and you'll be all set to start learning the ropes. In no time, we'll be calling you Chancellor of Chicken, or Czarina of Tropical Sauces, or some other stupid shit like that. Really, who wrote this? Smash that start button and let's get rolling. Welcome to the CompTIA Cloud Plus IT Beginners Training. This course will cover key concepts and skills, including virtualization, infrastructure and resource management, troubleshooting, and business continuity. Laura wants to have 30 balloons for her party so that every one of her friends can have one. Right now, she has filled 17 balloons with helium. How many more balloons does she need to fill? That's right. She needs 13 more balloons. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for coming in. I wanted to go over the procedure for our new 360-degree performance reviews. Going forward, every team member will get feedback from you as their manager, as well as from key team members they've collaborated with this year.
I like this idea. Will they also be giving me feedback as well?
Yes, that's the 360-degree aspect. Not only will you be evaluating their contributions, but they'll have an opportunity to provide feedback on your management of the team. Standard deviation is the measure of how much the data in a set varies from the mean. The larger the value of standard deviation, the more the data in the set varies from the mean. Population standard deviation is the positive square root of population variance. So when you want to calculate the standard deviation for a population, just find population variance and then take the square root of the variance, and you'll have the population standard deviation.